Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Hearn is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is the CEO and co-founder of the Mercantile Capital Corporation. He's been working for quite a long time, helping people like you and me make sure that we have the best retirement, the best financial plan possible. He's the author of The Entrepreneur's Secret to Creating Wealth, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Chris Hearn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You know, Chris, I've often used small business, the child rearing metaphor, to talk about a small business. You know, it's a small business is once you get it going, it's like a teenager. You know, it's like a teenager that never grows up and leaves, right? It's always getting into trouble,
right?
And it's always got its hand out for more money.
That is
a challenge enough, Chris, just in operating the business and growing the business. But then when the CEO of that small business has to also figure out a way to carve out enough of the activity in the company to build a financial future, especially a retirement plan, that's a double trouble, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
How do they address this? This is, big business CEOs have no idea what small business CEOs go through along these lines.
No, they have people for that, right?
That's right.
I liken it to a lot of my clients. I liken it to early childhood, actually, which is as a good advisor for them, and a lot of advisors that are listening to the show, I mean, they recognize that we do a lot of handholding,
mm-hmm.
and showing them sort of the path that they need to go down. So yeah, we do that on a regular basis. But what I wrote the book about, Jim, is really about utilizing the rental payment that most brick and mortar businesses are paying, and paying that to themselves as opposed to just paying that to their landlord and making their landlord wealthy. So there's a different way to do it, and it's a strategy that I lay out in quite a lot of detail and give a blueprint to a small business owner or their advisor in the book.
Well, my audience is saying, where have we heard that before?
Right, exactly.
Because they know for 15 years, I've been telling small business owners, if you own a small business and even if you're not sure how long you're going to be in that business, that building, have any opportunity to own that building, you should own it.
That's right. Well, and I mean, we don't see this, to your point about big business. We don't see that happen too much with big business, mostly because, you know, if you're a publicly traded big business, then you're concerned about your return on assets.
Right.
Or Wall Street's concerned about
right.
that, and obviously real estate would be a drag on that.
Right.
But the reason you would do it as a small business is the same reason why people move out of apartments into homes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it can be a tremendous appreciable asset for you over time, and actually it's even a better strategy if you're a business owner and can pay yourself the rent as opposed to paying
that's exactly that's exactly right. And you know, the in fact, I said this earlier this week. I think Monday I said this. I don't know how many times I've seen small business families, mom and pop started the business 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know, none of the kids stayed in the business, and at the time that the couple wanted to retire, the business was actually in its last days. The business had become obsolete and it was not as viable and competitive anymore, but they'd acquired real estate, not only the business building they were in, but the property around them, as much as they could, and so they almost just closed the business up and let it go away, but they were sitting on millions of dollars in real estate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I talk about this very thing in the book, in that most small businesses in America, very, very few of them are ever going to go public. We know that. But
right.
most of them are either going to shut down or you're going to sell it. Or, you know,
most small businesses do not sell for enough to retire for the owner to retire on. Now, remember the operative word, folks, in that sentence, most is right. The operative word there. Go ahead.
Exactly. But to your point, so what happens is if you can actually acquire your real estate at some point, and right now with valuations as low as they are in commercial property with historic interest rates, I mean, you can buy commercial property probably less than you can continue renting. So if you can do that, when you eventually do have that exit strategy, whatever that is, shutting down your business because you're a chiropractor and your back just hurts from bending over all, you know, for 30 years, or you sell your manufacturing plant or whatever the case is, a lot of times the small business owner can retain the ownership of that real estate if they do it in the way I talk about, and that really does become a great retirement strategy for you. And you know, I think you're probably aware, Jim, there was a study that came out about a year ago. 60% of all small business owners have not saved a dime for their retirement. I mean, to me,
goes back to my first point that I made.
Yeah. Yep.
The business has always got its hand up. Folks, owning your own real estate is, I call it the stealth retirement plan. I wrote an article a few years ago, and I called it the stealth retirement plan because you make payments on your real estate that you own just like you'd make a rent payment. But in 20 years, all of a sudden, you own this piece of real estate.
That's right.
And it's a great way to get your build up your business and build up your retirement at the same time. Now, the thing is, though, I mean, there are things you have to pay attention to. You have to make sure you don't pay too much. You got to make sure that you don't buy a piece of real estate that's in an area that's going the wrong way. You got to be careful about that.
That's right.
Although you got to do all the traditional real estate due diligence, right, Chris?
Absolutely, and I go into a whole laundry list of that sort of stuff in the book. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say too, Jim, ironically enough, despite what you and I were saying about big business a few minutes ago, the biggest commercial real estate transaction so far this year is Amazon's $1.2 billion purchase of 1.8 million square feet. And you got to ask yourself if you're a small business.
And they own this real estate.
That's right. And despite what I said about publicly traded companies' return on assets, why are they doing it? And it's because they're taking advantage of the valuations. They're taking advantage of their interest rates. They're using it as an opportunity to consolidate their space, which, you know, if you're a small business and have 3, 4, 5 locations.
The point is it's not when they don't buy real estate, if they lease, it's not that they have something against owning real estate. It's just that the numbers don't work for them. If the
numbers work, they're
going to own them. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Most of the time, for a small business, the numbers will work. We come back. We're going to Chris to talk to us about how do you get the money for something like this and other topics on how to build your small business retirement plan with Chris Hearn. His book is called The Entrepreneur's Secret to Creating Wealth. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.